Yeah, I can tell you what motivated it on my part. The council was during the transportation committee meeting. Someone, I can't remember who it was, asked me the question, not during the meeting, but at a different point. Are you, like, certain that you have enough access space to get perfect well? When you deal with engineers, you're never 100% certain. So this was viewed as what I would call an abundance of caution kind of provision. If there was something we're just totally missing and we'd need to adjust it somehow to get rail in or to meet Homeland Security's or something like that. We can't even, we believe we have enough space to get corridor and correct the hub. But I think it just gives more comfort to the Transportation Committee. The other thing I'd ask Sayona, if even notwithstanding this, if both parties in the future wanted to make an adjustment, can you do that if both parties are willing to do that? Or are you in a straitjacket as to what's in your conservation easement?
If it's a larger area than this type of adjustment talks about, there's a concept of a straitjacket. It's essentially that there needs to be a conservation gain.
Yeah.
Not a loss. Gain. It can't be an even Steven. There needs to be a more important wetland protected or greater something protected with the movement in order to allow for movement. So it's a process, but it's doable if that is achieved.
I would suggest if others are comfortable, and I don't know if the half acre was based on Sayona, but...
It was. We do a range usually in our limitations of this kind of change. A quarter acre, half acre, 1 acre. I put in half acre arbitrarily, thinking that felt reasonable. The concept of it, Steve, is that the protected property will not change by more than a total of 1.5 acre. I think, but it can be done over multiple adjustments. But the total still impact still can't be more than a half acre. We might be able to make that even more clear.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm happy with that concept. I mean, as long as the protected area basically never becomes less than
600.5. Right.
But, and the idea of moving a boundary in the future, perhaps, to avoid a wetland or something of that sort, protect a wetland that's currently not within the full boundary of that, but then perhaps it's a quid pro quo.
What I don't have a sense of, Steve, is to the extent that half an acre makes a difference. If you did get a curveball you weren't anticipating and had to kind of restructure the approach, why does a half an acre give you much of a level of comfort? I don't have a sense of scale.
Well, that's a good question. If you think of an acre, it's sort of just over 200 feet by just over 200 feet.
44,000
square feet. Yeah, think of an area. But what the concept here isn't specifically that you can only move a line, 1.1 degrees.
Right.
It's more that if you need to move things around slightly in a number of places, let's say, I'm thinking of the curve of a railway coming in, let's say, or a road. The total impact on the protected property by those moves cannot reduce it more than half acre. So I would assume you would take in one boundary and push out another, let's say.
Yeah, are you comfortable with this?
Absolutely, yeah. We certainly need that kind of flexibility.
But is that enough? If something was dramatic enough to move that transportation corridor somehow, for whatever reason, does it happen to give you enough of a tool to...
Actually, it does, because, see, we would actually take it off another area of the parcel, essentially.
Yeah.
Just so we didn't have any more than a net loss of 1.5 acre.
Right.
So essentially, we could move that line...
Oh, that part of it. That part I'm comfortable with. I don't know what I don't know here, so you're much closer to the ground. And the whole point behind this is I truly believe that it's what I call an abundance of caution kind of provision, which gives everyone comfort. If something in the rules changes somewhere with Army Corps or Security, that we had to make an adjustment.
Right. And my discussion with Tony and Teresa, they were fine with that 1.5 acre. Loss, because we could actually make up for it if we needed more in that specific area, more than, let's say, 2 or 3 acres, we'd make up for it by adjusting another line.
That's what I'm trying to say. The total impact is not as half an acre, but it doesn't mean you can only move half an acre.
Oh, so we could shift from one part to another. Oh,
this line is fluid.
I was I was missing. That's what I wanted.
Yeah. But it's adjustments. Wow. We're not saying you can carve out 3 acres here and move 3 acres here. It's more that you need to move the line slightly to allow a better curve in. Let's say you're a railway. You can. Those are adjustments. Those are doable if it's made up for in another place.
Yeah.
So that the acreage change does not make a major impact.
Is that comfortable with you both? That, I just want to be able to look the committee in the eye and just say that as a contingency, we have this and gives us some flexibility.
It is a contingency, but I don't want to give across the idea that you can go and carve a big change out there.
Right.
You can't. This is a term adjustment.
Right.
It's moving a line, but I think everyone's pretty clear that that's what you're worried about. If the curve is just slightly off,
right.
You have the ability to adjust, but you're going to make up for that somewhere else.
And our people and Bob's people looked at this, and there should be more than adequate room to bring the transportation corridor in there.
Scott.
Well, I've actually become less comfortable with this the further you talk. The last several sentences has made me very uncomfortable. If you read the language, from what you just said, if you read the language exactly as presented here, I think there's two flaws in it. One of the flaws is it doesn't say a cumulative total of 1/2 acre.
Right, that's why I wrote that.
That's one flaw easily fixed.
Yeah.
But the considerably more concerning part of this is this new concept that, well, gee, we need 10 acres up there, so we'll give them 9.5 over there. That's what you just said, I think. Now, you may not.
I think I'm pretty clear that adjustment means adjustment and not acreage changes. We don't do that.
I'm not talking about acreage changes, but what it sounded like a moment ago, as if a determination was made that some chunk of additional portion of the protected property, and just for the sake of example, I'll say 4 acres, was determined to be necessary to bring the curve of the railroad onto the land. Okay? Is the thinking that, well, we can do that if we add back 3.5 acres down in that corner from the transportation parcel?
No, I think you're raising a good point that maybe needs to be clarified further in this. In two lawyers, adjustment is not something that's going to move the line over so you move it by 4 acres. Adjustment is a, which you know well, is a minor adjustment, but it may be that we need to clarify that even more in here for the non-lawyers of us.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you should
no
say
no one's just kind of swapping going on. Right?
Yeah. But I think maybe we should learn something about the adjustment, Scott, should be kind of in an adjacent, connected area to where the adjustment is taking place. See what I'm saying? So wouldn't it be like getting 2 acres in this area down in here in order to, you know, compensate for changes out in this area? Would that be right in the immediate area of the adjustment?
Well, see, I'd be signed off on this particular clause if you got to take the 0.5 acres from some set of adjustments.
Yeah. Within the adjustments.
But there wasn't a notion of, well, we actually need 1 acre, not just 0.5 acre, so we're going to give them 0.5 acre somewhere else to even things up.
No, that's
not
what
I'm not saying it's the intent, but I'm also saying that this discussion has brought to my mind that this language would allow that.
Okay. So there are two clarifications that need to be made. One is the scale of adjustment. We need to make that a little more clear. Two, the suggestion of cumulative total change of 1/2 acre. And three, that the adjustment needs to be a part of the 0.5 acre needs to be a part of those adjustments, not a swap.
Correct.
Okay. Yep. We can do that. And really, just to be clear, none of that was the intention of this language. I think you're bringing up some good points that need clarification in here, but I don't want people to think that there was that intent here.
25 years down the road,
yeah.
Or even 5 years down the road, maybe even 1 year down the road, intention is going to hold a little water.
But I'd also like to point out, though, because we, I don't know, maybe some of you, maybe there are attorneys and office does, and I'm not aware of it. I want to be very careful as a non-legal person, and speaking for this committee, too, is that we don't, that something that satisfies us as to what we think the document says, but in the future, that changing of that terminology could cause the legal department not to be able to defend it. It may sound good to us, we may like the word, but I want to make sure that whatever word is legally correct to get the intent of what we want from this committee is the word that's used. And that if it's different than what we're hearing right now, and we need to be educated on that, I think we should, because ultimately, this document, if ever questioned, is in a courtroom, not amongst the public and not at a public hearing, and not what people think. It is how the attorneys are going to interpret it. So I want to make sure that these suggestions that we're making from this committee to protect what we believe this report is supposed to reflect, this EASN is supposed to reflect, truly is in legal terminology so that it does do it. And maybe we may need to be educated on some of the verbiage,
right.
Not the other way around.
I think what everyone
is clear on,
is that they're giving conceptual input, which you've given all along, and then we let the lawyers generate the words.
Right.
That's what we're doing again today. I'm trying to make sure that I get all of the right concepts from Stephen Scott's points down, and we'll have them legally generated. So it's good to remind you. Are there any other questions on this section? Once, and obviously, all of these clarifications and language changes I'm going to get out to you over email, so it's not like you're not going to see it yet. Okay.